It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Several new state laws aim to provide economic relief for Coloradans suffering during the pandemic. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
One measure would make changes to an economic relief program for small businesses hard hit by public health restrictions, such as restaurants and bars. Another law creates a state income tax deduction for struggling businesses and broadens who qualifies for the state's earned income tax credit. Lawmakers in both political parties say economic recovery from the pandemic will be a top priority over the coming months. State lawmakers will resume their legislative session in mid-February. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Governor Polis has been criticized by civil rights advocates for what he has not done in Colorado's prisons to deal with the pandemic. A court recently dismissed a lawsuit against him, but lawyers are now appealing that decision. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
A state judge on Christmas Eve tossed out the lawsuit the American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado had filed against Governor Polis for not doing more to protect prisoners from COVID-19. The judge said the courts don't have the authority to compel Polis to act. The ACLU claims the problem is getting worse, that 25 inmates have died, and that prisoners generally can't take steps to protect their health and safety inside institutions. Lawyers are asking for an emergency ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court on the matter. They hope that Polis will be ordered to either reduce prison populations or prioritize those incarcerated for a vaccine. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
U.S. Senator Michael Bennet marks a milestone today. He's now the longest-serving Colorado senator in almost 50 years. Republican Gordon Allett was the state's last U.S. senator to serve more than two terms. He left office in 1973. Bennet joined the Senate in 2009. He's up for re-election in 2022. Interstate 25 is closed in both directions near Loveland this morning after a major accident and fuel spill. Police say there were no injuries. The State Department of Transportation warns that the highway could be closed for about 5 hours for repairs. Along the Front Range, a mostly sunny day, highs close to 50 this afternoon. This is CPR News.